I'm Steve Potter. This is Cityscape. Coming up, author Elaine Veitz on her new mystery, Catnapped, and storyteller Bobby Norfolk on this year's St. Louis Storytelling Festival. But first... Imagine designing a video game by simply drawing on a piece of paper. This week, St. Louis startup Pixel Press launched an app called Floors that allows you to do just that. Robin Rath is the creator of Pixel Press Technologies. Andrew Gooden is on the faculty of the Grand Center Arts Academy. I spoke with him on Wednesday, the day the app launched, and I first asked Robin about the Kickstarter campaign that he started last year.
Kickstarter is a crowdfunding platform that allows people to contribute to making an idea happen, and our idea was the idea of drawing your own video game. So the concept of drawing a video game idea on a piece of paper, taking a picture of it and turning it into an actual game that you can play.
You know, Kickstarter campaigns have really taken off lately. Were you always confident?
Definitely not. Kickstarter is a really great place to put an idea out there, but not every project is successful. You have to do a lot of work to market it, just like you're going to market any product. So we put a lot of time into it, and we're really happy with the success that we saw.
So Floors, it is for beginners, am I right?
Yes. Pixel Press Floors is a game where you can draw your own run and jump style Mario-esque video game. It's for people who don't necessarily know how to write code and are interested in creating things. So it lets you create based on drawing objects on a piece of paper rather than writing code.
Andrew Gooden, some of your students have been collaborators on this project. How did all that happen?
Absolutely. It's been amazing. We've had the Pixel Press team visit us throughout the beta testing process, and they bring in the app. All the while, the students in the makerspace are working to design their own video game level. So we do design thinking, which is the process of gaining empathy for a user, developing a prototype, and then testing it. And Pixel Press is a perfect app to implement that.
Well, I know people who play video games daily, but I want to say right up front that I'm not one of them. All I remember, and I have to tell you this, was I used to play Pong back when it first came out. I'm thinking it must have been 75 or 76, back in the mid-70s. And that it was so elementary. It was video ping pong, really, what it was. So that's very primitive compared to what we're talking about today. So bring me up to date. I know lots of people are into gaming and playing, but what are the statistics? Can you tell me how many of us do that and how many people actually are involved or interested in it?
Sure. Well, you know, video games are a form of entertainment, just like many things that you probably participate in to entertain yourself. And the cool thing about games, at least for a lot of people, is there's a sense of accomplishment for what you do, whether you're competing with a friend or whether you're getting a high score or whether you're finishing a story and an adventure and understanding how that all comes together. That's the really neat part for people, and that's what attracts them. Millions of people play games, as you see with, you know, success of things like the Apple iPad and, you know, Nintendo and the Xbox. There's so much engagement going on, and there's so many different kind of games that people can engage with.
And Andrew, what's the age range of your students, and is it just, do they play constantly?
Yeah, we have 6th through 10th graders at Grand Center Arts Academy right now. It's amazing. As soon as you get this app into their hands, they are chugging away, designing a level, playing their friend's level. It's just such a natural way to begin design. But on the other hand, I gave this app to my mom, and she jumped into it right away.
Now I really feel bad. Do you even know what Pong was?
Oh, of course, yeah. Pong's a classic.
Well, Robin, you mentioned Mario. A lot of people know about that. So using that as a reference, how would you more specifically compare Floors with Mario?
Sure.
To paint a picture for us.
Sure. The challenge of Mario was to navigate obstacles, enemies, and hazards to reach a goal at the end. So you can imagine being faced with a series of physical boxes that sometimes have enemies on them, sometimes have spikes on them, sometimes even have a lava pit and a fireball shooting up. So these are all concepts that have been replicated over and over by other games through the years and expanded upon. And what Pixel Press Floors does is focuses on the most core elements of that and gives people the tools to arrange those objects in a challenging way to essentially create their own puzzles.
So it's kind of about a character going on a journey of some sort.
It is. A lot of times we've seen students create their own stories around it. So maybe it's grandma trying to find her cat, or Johnny or their little brother trying to find their way to a hidden castle. We're building out those tools and different ways to actually tell those stories, but a lot of people will just create them for themselves.
Okay. Well, Andrew, since you work with young people every day, when I was young, and I know things have changed a lot, when I was young and people started playing video games, there's a lot of criticism that kids are wasting their time and it was meaningless and they were living in a fantasy world. I know that's not exactly the attitude now.
Yeah, the best thing about this app is it is an it feels like a game from the get-go. This is not Number Munchers where it's a game 2 plus 2 equals 4 and that moves your little character. It's a game from the very beginning. So students are able to have a vision for the story they would like to tell and make it a reality.
So everybody is able to customize their own.
And there is the critique, yeah. So I make a level, I pass it to my friend. My friend says this part's too hard or this part needs tweaking. And then I go back and redesign.
What is it about creating a video game that people are drawn to, do you think?
Well, you know, one of the most successful game creation platforms out there right now is Minecraft, and it allows you to create digital objects in a space, which is very similar to Legos. And one of the great things about it is you get a sense of personal satisfaction by creating something and getting feedback from other users. And that's what we're trying to do with this video game platform, is allow people to create and share and get that feedback.
Do people of different ages approach it differently, whether they're in Andrew's class or maybe somebody my age? Do we enjoy it for the same reasons? Do we approach it the same way?
I think, you know, it's all about who your audience is. Andrew talked about the design thinking process and the idea of making something that's empathetic to another user. So maybe you're making it for your kid, maybe you're making it with your kid, or maybe you're making it for yourself. It really just everyone treats it a little bit differently.
Talk a little bit about what happened in your classes, Andrew, at the Grand Center Arts Academy. People from Pixel came in, I think, on a weekly basis almost?
Absolutely. They came in once a week, and we started by interviewing both video game players and then the Pixel Press app designers. Students asked them questions. Then from there, students sketched ideas of what they envisioned the perfect video game level would be, a combination of challenging and exciting. From there, we prototyped with the Pixel Press app and did a whole bunch of game testing.
So the really great thing about that for us as a company, too, is that we were able to incorporate that feedback into our process. Josh Stevens and Katie Burke probably visited the Grand Center Arts Academy maybe at least 10 times, and every time after the meeting they came back and they would report back what their findings were. How do we improve the experience? How do we make it more fun?
So now what? Anyone can create a video game. Is that going to affect the video industry in a positive or negative way, or how do you see it?
I think so. In the education world right now, coding is such a huge component embedded in all age levels. And this app allows you to bypass the coding part, get the major success of having developed a video game level, and from there perhaps venture into more difficult areas.
Do you have any stories you could relate about things that happened in your classroom with your students, a particular experience? Or?
Absolutely. I think about one of my sixth grade students, Dewan, and he worked really hard to develop a video game that would be a video game level that would be impossible to beat. He called it the Terminator, and he iterated it multiple times. He made it better and better and better, finally passed it off to be play tested, and I think Josh Stevens at Pixel Press was the only one who was able to beat it.
So what did really this experience do for your students?
I think it allows them to see the design thinking process in a bite-sized way. So we do large projects like redesigning components of the school. This was a way for them to develop a product that's a blast to play in a very quick time period.
But some products have to be better than others, right?
Absolutely. We strive for constantly getting better, continuous improvement. And so with that feedback process, they are always getting better.
And Robin, how did this this particular relationship with the Grand Center and working with the students, how did that affect it on your end?
Yeah, as I was saying before, you know, we just really got a lot of value out of being able to engage with kids one-on-one, face-to-face, and so many different kids of so many different ages. We've had the pleasure of doing similar programs with other schools here in the St. Louis area. And you know, whether it's a boy or a girl and whether they're 18 or whether they're 6, we're finding that they're really using Pixel Press in their own way and having a lot of fun doing it.
Well, so it was released this week. Is it too early for any feedback?
No, I don't think so. Did you have some?
No.
Okay. today was our first full official day. Pixel Press Floors is available on the Apple App Store for the iPad, and will be coming to the iPhone and also Android devices soon. And we're already seeing thousands of people downloading the app, and I personally have a level out there that has a couple hundred plays on it already, and we have another 10 or so levels that have already been played over 100 times. So that's kind of that feedback loop that Andrew was talking about, is you can put something out there and actually see people play it.
Our students have played Robin's level today, and they have some feedback for you.
Okay. You want to share any of that? Or?
Yeah, it's a blast. I highly recommend playing.
Any future updates in the work? Updates will come continually, right?
Sure, yes. So part of the model is to build out additional features. So a lot of people that are familiar with other games like Sonic might say, hey, how come there's not a super jump platform? Those are things that we want to add over time. We also want to add more characters. We want to add the ability for people to add their own characters. These are all things that we kind of have in our pipeline.
What's next for you, do you think?
Continuing to focus on floors, and then as I mentioned earlier, this run and jump genre, we want to be tackling other genres as well. So we have two other products in the works. One is called Quest, which is more of an adventure style game, rescuing princesses and so on and so forth. And then the other is Trax, which would be drawing your own racing game.
Pixel Press Technology has released the Floors app, and if you'd like more information, we'll have links at stlpublicradio.org on the Cityscape page. You can find out. One final question for you both, and we've been talking with Robin Rath, the creator of Pixel Press Technology, and with Andrew Gooden, Makerspace Manager at Grand Center Arts Academy. So I don't know whether it's recent or maybe back when you guys were younger. What was your favorite video game and why? Andrew?
I'd say the Mario series. Mario, I remember opening my NES on Christmas one year and having Mario be a part of that, and making video tutorials of how to beat certain levels.
Robin?
Yeah, it's probably well documented on our website that Metroid was one of my favorite games. But probably the most that I enjoyed as far as having fun with my friends was another Nintendo product called Mario Kart.
It's the Floors app from Pixel Press Technology. And I'll have to check it out. It's not too late for me, right?
Absolutely.
No.
Well, thank you, gentlemen, both for being here. Best of luck to you.
Thanks.
Next on Cityscape, author Elaine Beats and Catnapped. This is St. Louis Public Radio.